and refuge. Let me never be put to shame.
With the ancestors in our faith throughout the millennia, we come to you, O Lord. We take refuge in you and trust in you. For you have not abandoned them, and you will not abandon us.
In your righteousness, deliver me and rescue me. Incline your ear to me and save me.
So in your righteousness, deliver us also here and now. Come to our aid in a world of doubt and dismissiveness, of rejection of all that is good, in a world where trust is lacking.
Be to me a rock of refuge, a fortress where I might find safety. For you are my rock and my stronghold.
For when we cannot trust the institutions that have guided societies for so many years, we can still trust in you. Be you our guide, be our refuge, the one who we ground our lives on.
Rescue me, O my God, from the hand of the wicked and the grasp of the unrighteous and cruel.
So be with us as we are buffeted by opposition, derision, and a sense of irrelevance. After all, there are only too many that would want your church gone, who rejoice whenever we fail.
For you, O Lord, are my hope. My trust has been in you from the time of my youth.
But you, O Lord, you are our hope. Throughout our lives you have been with us. From our earliest days you have led us through times of trouble and times of joy.
On you have I leaned since I was born. It is you that brought me out of my mother's womb. You are the theme of my constant praise.
Before we were even born, you have held us. From our mother's arms, you have blessed us on our way. We give you thanks and praise forevermore.
My mouth shall be filled with your praises. I will sing of your glory all the day long.
We proclaim your goodness. Make our praises of you heard in public. We confess in song and word, in deed and habit, that you are our God.
O God, do not stand off from me. My God, make haste to help me.
Even as we struggle with disappointment, as we face a world in crisis, as uncertainty becomes our constant companion, we turn to you for help.
But as for me, I will wait in hope continually, and I will praise you more and more.
Rather than trying to find coping mechanisms, we put our hope in you. We praise you for our salvation through Jesus Christ. For God became human for our sake.
My mouth shall speak of your righteousness and of your saving acts all the day long, for their number is beyond my telling.
We tell others about what you have done for us, how you have redeemed us from the power of sin and death and opened heaven's doors.
O God, you have taught me from my childhood, and to this day I proclaim your wondrous deeds.
Some of us have walked with you since we were children. Others have followed you later in life. But we have learned on this journey, and we tell others. And though we have not yet reached the goal, we help others on the road.
Do not forsake me now that I am old and grey-headed, till I have made known the strength of your arm to the generations that are yet to come.
Now many years are behind us. Many of us are old and feel that our strength is ebbing. And yet even at this stage, we'll tell the next generations how you have been our strength and stay across these many years, so that from generation to generation your praises are heard.
Your righteousness, O God, reaches to the heavens. Great are the things you have done. Who, O God, is like you?
Lord, throughout the earth you have called people to yourself, so that your witness is known throughout the earth, even to the heavens. We too, in our little way, proclaim your wonders and join in the unending praise of creation.
Many bitter troubles you have laid upon me, yet you will turn and revive me and raise me up again from the depths of the earth.
We have experienced again and again that you have carried us through darkest days, that you have revived us again after the world has knocked us down, that you have been faithful even when we had little hope.
Then I will praise you on the lute for your faithfulness, O my God. I will sing to you with the harp, O Lord Most High.
So let us sing to you. Let our worship rise to you, our Lord and our God.
My lips will shout for joy when I sing to you, and my soul also which you have delivered.
The praise of our God will pour from our joyful lips. From our deepest being, we will join together in giving thanks to our Savior.